let's head to the country, shall we?
Yes.
I told you yesterday, Roy, I love these ads.
What, New Zealand's the country, is it?
No, but a country New Zealand. Okay. Country New Zealand,
okay,
we're heading
that's
to.
Better.
Yep. Yeah, Jeff Wallace is a farmer, and I'll just repeat it again because he put in a couple of great ads in the paper looking for some workers.
Yep.
20 hours a week to feed bulls.
Yep.
Must be a non-smoker. Wear his hat with the peak to the front.
Fair enough.
And be capable of wearing his pants around his ass, not his knees.
Good stuff.
Also needs to be able to divorce himself from his phone for more than 2 hours at a time. This is fantastic. Let's get him on. Jeff Wallace, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, now, whereabouts are you, in New
Don't
Zealand?
Don't call him sir, Jeff. Not worthy.
Whereabouts are you in New Zealand, Jeff? Where's your farm?
We're about halfway down the South Island at a small town called Waimate.
Waimate. Right. And what happens down there? What sort of farming is it?
Oh, well, we're mainly dairy around here, but there's a little bit of arable and the odd bull farmer like myself.
Yeah?
What's a bull? What do you mean by a bull farmer?
Well, we just raise bull calves to 2 years old and sell them off. I think a few of them go to Mr. Trump's land as right. burgers.
Yep. So you're making money out of Trump.
Okay.
Now, what was the response to your ads? How did it go?
Well, I was quite surprised, actually. We had quite a range. We had 15 and 16-year-olds school leavers to young women to a couple of really experienced farm managers. So I'm sure we're going to get a couple of people out of the applicants.
Yeah.
And did you do this just because you're sick to death of the average worker that's sort of been applying for jobs that were, you know, a bit average and a bit lazy? Is that what you wrote this ad for?
That's exactly right. Well, about a year and a half ago, we put an ad in for a labourer, and just about every unemployed person who I believe the Social Security Department just, you know, they must have a law that everyone has to apply for any local job to come up.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah.
So I had a continual stream of people that I would describe as dropkicks arrived, and they didn't really want to be they sort of had to be.
Yeah. Well, put that in your next ad. Put that no drop kicks.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit more about why Maddie. I think I've said that correctly. What's the local pub, or what do you do on a weekend down there?
Oh well, a lot of people play rugby and at this time of year, and make sure that we can continually beat your team over there.
Yeah, you're pretty good at it.
Yeah, you've made a lifetime out of that.
So you're going to go with the experienced, proven older worker, or are you going to give a young punk a go that looks like he's got a bit of go in him?
Well, I'll probably go for a bit younger. Most of my staff, well, three of my staff are actually over 70. And I actually think that they achieve just as much as a young person, because they might be a bit slower, but they're certainly a lot more cunning, and they might turn up with a cell phone, but they don't know how to text, and they leave the bloody phone in the car because they're scared that the wife might ring them and ask them to go shopping,
yeah,
or the
exactly.
daughter might ring them and ask them to exactly. babysit or something.
Are any of these 70-year-olds due for long service leave at any stage or not?
Well, they get to the stage where they get that tired that all they want to do is just lie under a tree. So, you know, they've got to be...
A few afternoon naps. good
hey,
on
Jeff,
you, mate.
Thanks for talking to us, Jeff. And we'd love to come and visit you one time. We'll come down and have one of those Sav Blancs down your way.
There you go. Yeah, we've got plenty of that down here.
Righto. Good on you, Jeff. Well done. Thanks for talking
good
to
on
us.
You, Jeff.
Cheers.
There he is. Bye-bye. Jeff Wallace.
Oh, good work for Jeff.
Yeah, what a character,
He'd be a good fella.
He would be a good boss.